I'm here to tell you Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
Ooh, the bomb clotting.
Oh! Yeah! Now that's how you kill somebody, my brothers. You get right up on the motherfucker and bam! Throw his brains all over the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Round the block, baby.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Living just enough.
Wesley Snipes.
We will own this city.
Ice-T. Alan Payne. Chris Rock. Mario Van Peebles. Christopher Williams. Vanessa Williams. Tracy Camilla Johns. And Judd Nelson.
This is Detective Nick Peretti, big crazy jarhead, motorcycle freak, reject cop, just like you, Scotty.
On the streets, there's a fine line between wrong and right, good and bad, between those who enforce the law.
It is a war out there.
And those who break it.
Gone are the days of selling on the street corners, dark alleyways, and the back rooms of some bummy-ass bar. We ain't with that no more.
In a city where survival depends on friends.
It's always business. Never personal.
On family.
We gotta look out for one another.
On trust. On loyalty. On power.
Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am!
A family out to run a city are up against cops who know its streets.
This ain't business. This is personal.
This is big business. This is the American way. City.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. We are one episode away from closing out our initial run of this Me Against the World review series. But before we get into this episode, I just want to say we appreciate all of your feedback on this whole series overall. We had a lot of fun with it. We're going to definitely continue on doing so, but also make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast as well. We're trying to get up to 200 official ratings on iTunes so we can do some bigger and better things. So please make sure you share the podcast to all your friends and family and whoever else to make sure they rate and subscribe if they listen in. But this episode is our penultimate episode, and I can't think of a better film to do than New Jack City.
And what episode?
Penultimate. Of the initial series run, because we only got one. But I'm gonna let the person who brought this film to us get their thoughts out. How you doing, Nay?
I'm doing wonderful, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm great. But I need to understand why are you at odds with this one?
So I guess this is a hood classic movie.
It's a classic, period.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah, this is the most, and Roderick say it's not fair to call it, it's the most cliche, over your head with a message type movie. None of the actors are good.
What?
No, they're not.
Damn, Sonny Spoon wasn't good.
Who was Sonny Spoon?
Mario Van Peebles. You never watched Sonny Spoon back in the day?
He wasn't good in this film.
Damn.
Speaking of Mario Van Peebles, when have you ever gone to a Mario Van Peebles film to be like, I can't wait? Never. Not even
after
for this
New Jack
one.
City.
No. No, oh, we did.
You watched to see Posse.
And it was horrible. It was niggas only liked it because old girl titties was in it. Like, he's not a good director.
Hey, whose titties was
what's
in
her
this
name? Sally Richardson.
Her fine ass. Boy.
Who's
Sally Richardson?
Which one is she?
See,
she
so
was
he
a girl.
She like Pocahontas. She like the real Pocahontas.
Yeah, she was a love interest.
Low Down
Dirty
Shame.
Who was she in the movie?
She was a love. She was very. It was Van Peebles' character, girl or whatever.
Yeah,
in Posse.
Oh, in Posse. I thought you meant in New Jack City. That's
what I was Posse.
Posse. Okay, yeah. I got that.
Yeah, he knew who Sally Richardson.
Yeah, no, Mario. This was not it for me. I didn't feel like the story was good.
Wesley Snipes acted his ass.
No.
Oh, he did.
This may be his...
Pause.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes. I was about to say Wesley Van Peebles. Wesley Snipes. did. He had some memorable one-liners.
Oh man, one-liners.
Oh, Nate, oh,
no, I was no, I was not a fan. It was. It was get his wife. yeah, come get me. listen, no, I mean Wesley. Did he do a okay? Wesley Snipes. I'm not gonna shit. He did a good performance.
Yeah,
I'll give him Pookie that. Though. I will give him that. Pookie was probably the best character in the fucking film.
Oh man, come
but
on.
But the story behind
these. Let me see the money. Sup.
but I mean, like, what the story was about a crack dealer.
Naomi.
Okay.
If you want to bring it down to the simplest essence, yes.
There was no rise or fall of a crack dealer.
What?
It was, it wasn't. He was already a crack dealer. He threw a white dude off the bridge in the first scene. He was already that nigga. It's not like we watched him gain this huge power. No, he was a crack. It was just a story about a crack dealer.
I don't think he was a crack dealer. He probably sold drugs like weed and shit like that. Right. But,
do we know that from the story?
Yeah, he literally has the whole conversation like, this is going to change our lives.
Yeah, he was talking about cocaine. So
he said, I got my dick waxed here, Dick.
He said the bitches.
About
oh, Lord, the bitches.
This is good to y'all? Like, this is good. That was in the car. We didn't talk about this. No, I know what you're talking about. This scene was good to you.
Yes, especially at the time.
Man. Talk about it, Rod. Testify, Rod. Go ahead.
Bro, yes. like Nate, what you fail to realize is this.
The writer and director was based off of what happened in Detroit.
Off yeah.
Detroit.
Okay, yeah, okay cool. Brothers. See, yeah. I didn't even know. But Naomi, what you have to realize is that, like, this is, like, the first time we really had saw, like, a movie about, like, just crack cocaine. Like we saw cocaine movies, but this one was, like, people were really like, yo, they showing this shit in the theaters. Like
the way how it breaks down black families.
Yeah, the way it breaks down black families.
Okay, I will give you.
No, I'm just saying, this was iconic. Like, in its time.
Ooh, crack, iconic, why?
It's not ooh, crack, why, but it was because it was a thing. It was the Reaganomics and all that. It encapsulated all of that.
The story itself.
Yeah. The story itself.
Layered.
Yes, it's not layered. It's over your head. Like, the story and the messaging is so blatant. Like, they have this nigga standing on the sign that says crack kills. Like, it's not subtle.
In dress pants after playing basketball.
No, that's the exaggerated part. It's like, how the hell you play one-on-one in dress shoes?
Right, it made no
with no
shirt.
Chains on.
What are you doing?
Like, it's
drug dealers did that, though. They didn't, like, the drug dealers I knew, they would play in fully clothed. Like, they'll have on, like, polo.
Everything.
What?
Everything.
Shit.
Everything.
In dress clothes? Not dress clothes.
I'm about to say,
they were younger than.
But not
they,
gym clothes. They ain't have
they
no
didn't have gym clothes.
Yeah, I can see jeans. But you're wearing dress plaques.
So that might have been a New York thing. This is New York. I always looked at it and maybe this was a New York thing. No. But I still related it to drug dealers because they would come on the court fully clothed and shit, like hats and gold chains. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, we playing ball. Like, what are you doing? Like, go somewhere. Like, what the hell? But that was a real thing. That was a real thing.
It was. Yeah.
Like, man, seeing a little
pass rock, little yeah. Man, come on, bust y'all ass.
Seeing a little crack valves on the ground and shit in the water.
Yeah.
Like, all of that shit was so authentic.
Yeah.
It was.
Look, it's a movie. It's a bad movie.
Bad. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
But at the same time, it is a fantastic movie.
How?
It's hard. I don't want to get back into this discussion, but this is how I can look at this and differ from the argument with Scarface. I can totally agree that this is a bad movie, but I love it.
Why?
I love every second of it. Because when this movie came out, we hadn't seen anything like this.
No.
One, two, at the time, Ice-T was my favorite rapper. And he was so fucking cool.
Oh my God.
To see him with fake dreads and playing a police officer.
Man.
After hating the police, I was like,
that was the biggest thing for
me. What? And that launched his career into being a cop for the rest of his fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
But then seeing someone like Chris Rock, who was brand new on the scene, and he was this crackhead. And he
that
did such a great job with it. And then, but my whole thing with this that I love so much was how heartless Nino Brown was, but at the same time, how fucking smart he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to deal drugs on the regular street. We're going to take over an entire project complex and deal from within it.
Mm-hmm. Carter.
That shit's crazy.
That's still even genius now, damn near. If you could do it.
Mm-hmm. If you can make it up like a fortress and to where, and that gave motherfucking crackheads goddamn
cards
to get in.
And then you cook it, you cook it in the same that area too, yes, with everybody being naked so no one can steal and stuff like that. Like, except I know we see it a lot nowadays in drug movies and shows, but
that was the first one, wasn't it?
I feel like this is 91. You know what I mean?
Like, it hadn't been done. Like, this shook up the world. I remember. It did. It really did. Like, I remember, like, this was the one movie I felt you couldn't be a certain age and go to the movies. Like, they really clamped down on it. Like, I remember that. I remember, like, I couldn't go to the movies to go see it. I had to go with someone that was, like, 21 or older or something like that. This was one of the first movies they had did like that. It was just so vivid. And then like, the scene, because, like, the scene when she shot, when they shot him on a roll and his brains blow out and shit. I remember people was talking about that.
Oh, rock-a-bye, baby.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Like, okay, so maybe and then it echoed in the back. And she know, like, all right, it's a corny movie, Nate. I do not disagree. But it's phenomenal, though.
No, at the time,
it captured you.
It didn't.
People kept talking about that.
No, I'm sorry. And maybe because I saw it when I was, like, maybe 13 or 14. I remember getting the tape from Blockbuster. And as a girl watching it, all I thought about watching this movie is, like, I don't want to be like none of these bitches on this screen. Like, there was nothing that I connected to as a young girl watching this. Right. Like, I don't want to be no drug dealer's girlfriend. I don't want to be stripping for the drug dealer's attention. I don't want to be rocked by a band somebody. I don't want to do
good.
None of that.
That's good. That means you're a human.
I don't want to be any of them.
I don't think the movie was meant for you to have inspiration.
I'm not saying inspiration, but nothing about this did I connect to.
Go ahead. No, because you'll forget.
I was just going to say it's not about a connection per se. Like, I don't think. Like, I think because you won't is a good thing. Mm-hmm. This is just a depiction of what was going on at that time in certain areas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the fact that it transcended across all areas. Like, this is a New York story, but...
Inspired by Detroit.
Yeah, inspired by Detroit, because, and I saw it happening in Florida. Like, it's just they really nailed it.
Look up the Chamber Brothers. They took over apartment complex on East Grand Boulevard.
I think I heard about that afterwards,
Yeah, on East Grand Boulevard, man, the Broadmoor. And they pretty much operated drugs throughout that entire... apartment complex.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
What did y'all think?
When she said that shit.
And then the dude was like, that's how you do it. You pull up and you kill a nigga. Broad daylight.
In broad daylight.
Fuck.
And they pull off.
And then.
This is the corniest shit ever.
What was you about to say? I was going to say, let's talk, man, G-Money, man. Oh, I feel like.
Christopher Williams.
That's not Christopher Williams. That's Alan Payne.
Oh, I'm
Alan
sorry.
And can we talk about all of
you're getting your light people confused.
I am. I'm about to say, this movie.
This is like a light-skinned plethora.
Somebody asked me about.
But the main character is a dark-skinned guy, though.
He was the evil one.
The dark-skinned is the villain.
Oh, don't talk.
He was a crackhead. Come on.
Tyler Perry this movie.
Right.
It was.
Come on.
All the motherfuckers was
good. Oh, you didn't like it? You don't like it either?
New Jack City?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like New Jersey.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
But like,
G-Money, 15 when this shit came out.
Yeah. I feel like the story arc, the character arc.
What you talking about? I ain't gonna tell your age, but I know. I know exactly.
I feel like the story arc and character arc, G-Money is so interesting and it gets talked about as far as like we fuck with G-Money, but like. Mm-hmm. How he start, like when he comes on the scene on the basketball court and shit like that.
Yeah.
You think that he's gonna be
the man?
That him and Nino are like. Boys, but like it deteriorates quick over a woman, and then like he goes into a whole he goes super left field, like then starts doing the product himself.
Well, over a woman and the power, it's like Nino started saying, "Yo, like basically, I got this." This all
watching
me.
Scarface.
Is this not a black version of Scarface?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's damn near beat by beat.
And he watches Scarface
unoriginal.
Better,
right?
I mean, you see, I mean. I say damn near beat by beat as far
maybe
as like it's a black version of this
you,
scene.
It is. Yep. I mean, whenever I watch this movie, and I've watched this movie an embarrassing number of times. Whenever I watch this movie, I get so excited every time. Like,
nigga, why?
I don't know. It's like when Ice-T's
talking. The soundtrack is dope, too.
Yep. The soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah. The first song that comes on, I'm already bopping. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even that part. Like, when Ice-T is talking to Pookie,
yes.
It's like, I just wait for the part for him in the stomach.
Yeah.
And then the song comes on.
I got
hustler. Warren, I'm gonna drink along. Great heaven, niggas gone. That's my shit.
And the way they filmed that shit was dope. Like, they was doing like what? The over the man.
Well, nah, that part. Pookie became a BMX pro.
That's what I was about to say.
Hey, that one part when he did it, like, I got you on that one. But everything else, I just love how they shot it, though, because it went along with the music.
It did.
How the hell did Ice-T catch a crackhead on a BMX bike?
That's what I wanted to know.
How the fuck you do that? Like,
because he got to them stairs.
And I knew he was a crackhead then, because who the hell try to do on a two-speed bike go down 32 flights of stairs?
Did you think that you would make it down those stairs?
Hell nah. I wouldn't even have tried that.
I think I could have made it. Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, I cannot
I wouldn't have put myself
face.
In the corner like, I would have tried got that these stairs. I'm on a bike, nigga.
If I had no choice, I would have, but I think I would have had a better escape route than.
He's a crackhead. You think he's gonna critter the escape route? He's a crackhead.
I mean, you can think on the fly, but you're right. As crackheads a crackhead, you're not gonna think on the fly like that.
That motherfucker grabbed a bike and was doing tricks.
Oh, come on, man.
No, Michael, no. Gentlemen, no.
He was like 14K.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, this fucking movie. Oh, I know.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Oh, this movie's so good.
So Ice-T, I'm like in the fucking Twilight Zone. Why is that shit good?
It was just, I don't know.
What is that?
Because Ice-T seems so fucking cool.
He did. As a cop, though. As a cop.
Right.
Prime Ice-T.
It was.
Yeah, look. Looking back at it, horrible acting, yes.
Thank you.
Not by Ice-T?
Yes.
I don't think it was.
Nah.
Horrible.
Judd Nelson was terrible.
The white guy.
Yeah. The guy that I didn't even know was white until years later.
Me too.
Because he's always dirty. Yeah.
His partner?
Huh?
His partner, the one who said he was a trailer park.
Yeah. For years when I was younger, I kept being like, why are they making white jokes? Who's white?
Yeah.
I thought he was some sort of Puerto Rican.
He was on Breakfast Club.
He was.
I've never seen Breakfast
Club. That's the same dude.
Holy shit.
You say he what?
He's the nigga in the Breakfast Club who threw his fist in the air.
I've never seen that, so I wouldn't know.
You've never seen The Breakfast Club?
We've already talked about that.
How is that possible?
I don't watch that bullshit.
You should.
No. I mean, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, it ain't that deep, but it's just that famous. I would expect you to watch.
I've seen the scene. They've played it on different shit. But, no, okay. Maybe horrible's not the right word.
No, it's the correct word.
It just wasn't.
It's bad.
Man, come on, man. The cop scene where he gets.
Ice-T's corny.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? I want to shoot you so bad my dick's hard. My favorite shit.
Hey, the way he was looking
too. That's what I'm saying. He committed as fuck to that character. Man. And that line is stupid as hell. That line is
crazy.
That line dumb as hell.
You ain't never wanted to hit somebody so hard.
What the fuck is going on?
And then where his backup come? His backup showed up a scene later. I'm like, damn, nigga, like how long you been standing there? Like,
y'all hating, bro.
Y'all hating.
That scene was incredible to me when I was young.
No, him beating his ass up and down the street, because then it started at nighttime and then it was daytime.
Yes. Yes.
No, yeah, that was so bad.
That was dumb as hell. Like, he beat his ass all night long.
It was nighttime, but when they went outside,
he busted in his house at nighttime.
I didn't know it was nighttime. They were inside.
No, he busted in his house.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he busted in his house at night. And then all of a sudden, when he's beating his, it's the same outfit he got on everything. Up and down
broad
street. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I thought it was dusk. It might have been dusk. You know how it goes.
It's a dusk.
Still, nigga, like, how long you been beating his ass? He beat his ass from Manhattan to the Bronx.
This dude killed his mother.
Yeah.
He killed his mother.
Did he know this before he said it?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He didn't know before he said it.
Because I'm like, this was like the wackest ass reveal.
He didn't say it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Did he know that before?
He didn't know before.
He said it to like, Nino, I can't stand, you know, he the one that shot my mom and dipped off.
No.
He did not know that until Nino.
I thought
said.
That's what he said earlier in the movie.
He just knows somebody.
No, he was just telling. Yeah, he was just telling Pookie his story.
He said a crackhead like you killed my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You owe a lot of people, Pook.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't say that Nino Brown did. He didn't know Nino did it until he was on the rooftop.
Yeah.
That scene was amazing too.
It was
like, man, god damn, man. When Pookie talking about the crack, he keep calling me. I try
that
to resist it.
You
keep calling me.
I was like, is this
Pookie and Gator is like top.
Pookie and
when
who?
It comes to, and Gator from Jungle Fever.
Oh,
top two crackheads.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. When you talk like crackhead roles.
Yes.
Man, they knocked that shit out the park.
Is this his best acting role, Chris Rock?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Chris Rock.
And that says a whole lot.
I mean, what else has he been in, really? That was.
Yeah. Like
Head of State? A lot of movies since then, but none of them good.
I don't think I saw it.
You never see Head of State with Nate Dogg? No. Nate Dogg is literally narrating the whole movie.
Oh, no, I'm good.
He's like the president or something in that movie.
Yeah.
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
I am super straight.
Bernie Mac is VP.
Stop. Yeah, is this a comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, at least it's a comedy.
But I don't think it's not meant to be like that, a parody comedy. I think it's meant to be serious.
Nah, it's just meant to be like, what if a black person... It's like portraying like, what if a black person became president?
I'm good.
It definitely is one of Chris Rock's best acting performances, though. I mean, if you look at it, yeah. He played that Pookie role, like...
And then he got
visually. Oh man, it was crazy. You said what?
His rehabilitation. Are you thinking that he gonna be like? I'm trying to take down Nino too, man.
Sometimes that's what happens. You relapse and you know.
But why would Ice-T trust a crackhead to do an undercover crackhead mission?
Hey man,
I mean, be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and thinking that it's gonna work. Everybody like, bro, are you serious?
I don't think he really, at the end of the day, thought that far ahead. He was just like, I want to take this motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Regardless. Like, I want to take him down. And the fact that I have somebody that I can get on the inside, and Pookie was already clean, because remember, he helped Pookie get clean.
Yep.
So he assumed that Pookie was perfectly clean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was still a dumb plan,
but
if they didn't have that plan, we wouldn't have had the amazing scene of Pookie with the American flag shirt on, trying to resist smoking the crack, and then have that cry, that ugly cry.
Yeah. That's not a cry. That's an ugly lip, Chris Rock face.
The lip.
That was the funniest scene in the movie.
That shit ain't funny, man.
Bro, what are you? Do?
That shit ain't funny.
See a Chris Rock fight the crack pipe.
Oh man, that ain't funny, man.
He talking about that glass dick.
Come on, man. That shit was.
If it was anybody else, not Chris Rock, maybe I could take it more seriously. Oh, but like, seeing that ugly ass face, because I've seen him do that face before.
When did you see this?
When?
Yeah.
Like the first time, it was like maybe within the last 5 years for the first time. Because there's been some movies that I just have not seen that I was like, let me just go back. This is around the time where I was watching the Godfather series, Scarface. Then I just went through like a gangster phase.
So you watched all of those movies and saw this and thought this shit is good.
The soundtrack got me.
I mean, I get you the soundtrack.
When was the last time you seen bums harmonize over an open barrel of garbage?
Oh, you brought that up on is the mic still on? So you was like, how did they change? Like one group is Troop.
And the other
Troop.
And the other
one. Oh, I thought it was just like because of the crack. Like a few of them died off or something.
Oh my
like that.
God! No.
But they still kept the group going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
one of the
groups. This new Jack City real boy.
And
I lost all hope.
The difference in the voices, like you know that that's Troop in the beginning, and you know that that's Gerald LaVert.
Like one voices are they had a little like with a little bit more lighter. They had way more harmony. Like OJ's had harmony, but they had like 4 or 5 part harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were singing their ass off over that damn.
They was, wasn't they?
Shit, boy. Man, that's my favorite part when they come on doing that shit.
That's a sad shame. It's your favorite part is some niggas singing. Don't have nothing to do with the story.
Bum singing over garbage.
My favorite part is still when Nino has him around the table with the all black.
Man, I cannot watch that scene the same anymore.
Since Martin. Yeah, Martin did fuck it up.
Martin fucked that shit up.
As soon as he walked in, I thought Martin.
Yeah, I do too. But that scene is
with the fake dog too.
Yep. Yep. Sit.
What happened?
Stay.
He might know what's happening.
Yeah. Man, yeah, that shit was dope.
Did the whole jump rope thing too?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. I can't remember.
That shit's dope, man.
Did Nino do G Money dirty?
G Money was a fuck up.
G Money was a fuck. Yeah,
he fucked up twice. Big time.
What did he fuck up?
G Money is the one
who brought
Ice-T in, and he's the one who didn't recognize that Pookie was a crackhead.
Yep.
So everything fell apart because of G Money.
Like you brought this policeman in our whole operation
and ruined everything.
You didn't know this dude was a cop this whole time.
And Nino did say, "Bro, if he ain't good, I'm gonna kill you."
Yes.
And he
kept G-Money that promise.
Hit the crack pipe. Was like, "All right."
Yeah, he should. Sure.
I mean, I don't even know why he was even sweating that girl, man.
I know,
like,
right?
Did y'all think she was like one of the finest women in the movie?
No.
So then that's what I was wondering.
Not even remotely.
She had
close.
A beautiful body, though. But
I guess.
But it was just like,
maybe if I hit that pipe, maybe. But.
They could have found somebody better than her.
Yeah. The little Kelly Rowland look alike. She looked like Kelly Rowland.
No. You disrespecting Kelly at that point. But
and she was the worst actress in the whole fucking shit. She was terrible.
Which one?
Don't you want to have a baby? Oh. Girl, no dancing ass.
But my thing is, why did he, like Nino said, why did you let her come in between us?
Man, he told you. Because if it was me, I'd be looking for the pimples in the booty. That's why.
Yep.
the misogyny.
I let that comment go. It was like, that was one
what
too.
What you mean?
Bro, that was just one too. That's, this is where you get into like, it's corny. Like,
how is that corny? It was not.
Yes, it was.
You never said no shit like that to your homie?
No.
If that, that was me, I'd be looking for the pimples of the booty.
It was not corny. Hey,
you said that?
It was.
Jesus Christ.
Man, this movie is so damn good.
It's so damn bad. Nothing that y'all are saying is convincing me otherwise, Jesus.
It's just such an interesting story.
Is it?
Like, you have this cop whose mother was killed by just a random gang. Granted, it's way too convenient that it ends up being Nino Brown, of course. But it's still interesting. And so he automatically has this like thing with crackheads. And the fact that he wants to take Nino Brown down so bad that he entrusts a crackhead to be his inside like guy. And then the whole idea of the crack complex was just dope to me. The end scene with Nino Brown's speech in the courtyard or the courtroom was just incredible.
Yeah,
that was good, but it just was brushed over. It was glossed over.
Because
and
it was
am
the middle
I really
of a trial.
Supposed to believe that the American judicial system's gonna let this drug dealer off? Like, I'm really supposed to believe that?
Yeah, because he was gonna turn other people in.
Yep.
Because he lied
he was singing.
And said that it was.
So he's gonna bring in the IT guy.
It was Christopher Williams doing the whole thing.
He the smartest man. He the one. He the whole operation.
Yeah,
it was G Money.
No,
Kareem.
What's his name?
Kareem. Christopher.
Remember, he gets on the stand. He's like, I wasn't the head of CMB. Like, Kareem is the head of CMB.
He supplied the computers. Da 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 da.
Yep.
He did all that.
Damn.
Like,
and it's easy to believe because he was the one that was educated.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So of course they're gonna be like, well, if he's saying this, then you know,
and
they
so
wouldn't have let him off the same
this
day.
Nigga 1 year. I'm come
man.
On, come
he's
on,
an idolater.
In a height
your soul
of the
is required
in
hell.
Right
oh, that shit is fucking crazy.
Oh,
that old man was like, all right, bro. This is how he go out.
Yeah, that was
thank you, God Almighty.
He's like, thank you, God Almighty. Oh, sitting here like you, God Almighty. Mm-hmm. And they punch him in his old stomach. I knew he was going to come back.
Ray Raheem and shit, stuttering and everything.
R.I.P.
Nah, man. Nah, man.
Bill Nunn.
Yep.
Dutta man.
Yeah, duh,
man. Shut your ass up and drive the car, you no speaking bastard. He said, man, suck my dick.
Why is that funny?
You're on a... Unadulterated.
Like, will you shut up?
Why?
With
oh my God!
Come on.
The same way it's funny in fucking Harlem Nights.
It's
Nate.
Not. It well, that whole stutter trope is not funny to
it
me.
It was funny in this one.
It was funny. It was.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like he brought a little bit of comedic value to the whole threesome, man. Him, you know.
And the fact that he was his bodyguard too.
Yeah.
And he went out like a damn soldier too. He had to get dropped to get.
He got shot like 12 fucking times.
Yo. This shit was dope. It had Uzis in it and shit. Cause Uzi, you remember Uzis was real like cool to see back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, they even had Keith Sweat in this motherfucker, man.
At the end, Keith Sweat.
Yep. There you go, telling me no again.
Right.
There you go.
It wasn't quite like that.
Flavor Flav.
Yes, it was. You a hater.
You talking about the long neck,
He was wild too, boy.
He got to have a long ass neck like a giraffe.
Boy, it's a long neck
lullaby. Flavor Flav had Guy in it, had fucking
Mad
5 Freddy.
DJ Clark Kent.
This shit was just fucking dope, man.
Man. That whole wedding scene was just fucking dope.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, they made Nino the biggest villain. He picked up a child. And put the child. Yes.
As a shield. Like, yeah,
and then
man.
For a second, you can see Ice-T's character almost.
Yes, he's gonna shoot him.
Gun to him, like, you mother. But you know, he had to still feel like he was on his road. But yeah,
that's such great acting.
What?
That was such great acting. I can't. Y'all.
You don't like Ice-T as Scotty Appleton?
Y'all. No, I don't.
That's a random ass cop.
No.
You don't like when he was?
I said, she ain't like Ice-T as Scotty Appleton.
I loved it, man.
I did too.
And my girl, Vanessa Williams, the way she went out, bruh. I mean, I don't know why the fuck she stepped out to shoot.
I know.
But she,
like, why the fuck would you get in the open when they got automatic weapons? Like,
that made no sense.
And this movie fits the bad guy trope that nobody can shoot. Because all these bullets, and y'all just right there. Y'all can't hit one of them?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I love this movie, man.
I do too.
It is a bad movie, though.
Yeah.
It really is.
I was listening because I was working on a video or something, and she was watching it. I was just listening to it. I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. You know what I'm saying? I was just
and
listening.
The overdubs. I think they had to do some overdubs and shit.
Which. But then when I actually watched it last night,
I remember you was back in the world.
Yeah,
again.
I was back in the world again. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Because I thought I was gonna be on their side. Like, oh man, this shit didn't age well. But then I watched it again.
It's beautiful.
I was like,
it is beautiful.
Fuck that. This shit dope good. Still.
What the fuck?
It took me back.
It did, me too. Yeah.
It took me back.
That y'all have great memories of watching this movie that doesn't make it a good movie.
We already said that
it's bad.
It's a good movie that's badly made. Like, the idea of it is great.
Yes.
The execution of it.
The execution on certain parts is really good. It's just, it's a victim of its time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any movie during that time was not going to be beating you over the head with this message.
That's correct. Boys in the Hood came out the same year.
Boys in the Hood is corny too.
Yeah, they had
okay,
some
it's corny, but it was a lot better than this. Yeah.
Well, that's John Singleton. This dude, wasn't this like his first movie, whoever this guy was?
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Mario Van Peebles had been in the film. Yeah.
No, the guy that made the movie. Not Mario Van Peebles just directed it.
Oh, no. The writer? I don't know about that.
Either way, yes. It's not like Shakespeare. Nah. Mm-mm. Like, I can admit that, yo, there's a lot of terrible shit in this movie. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still such a great film.
Mm-hmm. Especially for the time too.
It really is.
It was Nate.
And that soundtrack just hit.
And the soundtrack,
I just remember
perfect.
Listen to that shit as a teenager.
What's up? You say you want to be down, ease back. A motherfucker get beat down out my face.
Johnny
Ooh, I'm
Gill.
I'm bulletproof. I got harder. Come on, man.
The Johnny Gill joint, I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
You got,
the
Color Me Bad.
Amazing.
I want to set you up.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Iconic soundtrack. Great job on that. Horrible movie.
Damn.
Come on.
I'm not.
You ain't like one thing about this movie. Outside the soundtrack.
I liked Pookie. Yeah. I liked the way that they showed the effects that crack has on people. Mm. That's about it.
What about the way Nino treated his wife? I always thought that was really interesting.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Oh, that was kind of
That was his wife actually. Or just girl?
Well, either way, I don't know. Yeah. I assumed it was his wife. You're probably right. Maybe it was
the massage.
Oh, that was disrespectful. Dirty. I don't remember that scene. Wow. I was like, God damn. I remember that. He poured liquor on her. Said, cancel
the bitch. I buy another one.
That was fucking crazy.
Wesley Snipes did his thing.
He did.
He really did.
Is this his best role?
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Right.
Like all these iconic lines. Yes, I am.
Come on, dude.
Oh my God.
Ain't no Uzis in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody here got no poppy feel.
Right.
CMC.
And that was real shit.
CMC.
We all we got. I feel like I'm in a boys' club and I do not belong.
I did not want those to be.
Those are his
last
words,
man. And he was
hurt to do
it. He was. You can see it in his face.
Yeah, you can just see it.
But he knew he had to, though.
Wesley Snipes killed this shit.
He did. He didn't want to. He really didn't want to.
Nah, he didn't want to.
But off of principle, that's what he...
Yeah.
He said, it ain't personal, it's business.
Yep. What did he say when he was questioning? He was like, anybody going to tell me what happened? And everybody was silent. He was like, y'all got to be fucking kidding me or something.
He said, I got all these damn people don't know. Nobody know nothing.
Nobody know nothing.
G-Money
know
something.
Yeah. Right. Oh, when you stand up like your pretty ass.
I never liked your pretty ass anyway.
Oh, like all these lines.
Pretty motherfucker.
All these lines still exist today.
Yes. They do.
You can still say it.
Nah, well, he punked G-Money too hard at that table, though.
He did.
Was, man.
Yeah, he was,
man.
G-Money was like,
he was doing your... He was like, what you say?
Say it again. What you say?
Man, nothing. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was all bugged out.
Yep.
What you say?
Because G-Money
Wesley's nice killed his shit,
man. Man, he was choking him and Dunham had to jump up. Mino!
That was the first time he said something straight. You're like, Nino!
What the fuck?
He got that one out. Nino!
He had to concentrate.
Even the shooter was scared. Like, she was like, this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
No, thank you.
I mean, and the fact that he had a female shooter. Yeah. Like, that, mm-hmm. like I can't remember there really being that many females back in the day.
That
was like
point.
The shooter.
This
was more
point.
Feminist than fucking
that's
Captain Marvel.
It's a good point that you're sending a woman out to take care
Keisha.
Of your dirty work.
Captain Marvel.
It was Keisha. Keisha.
Keisha. Yeah. Keisha. Was
it wasn't just her. That was, she was the head co-head of the security team.
Mm-hmm.
Her and the Dunham man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keisha was that one, black.
Mm-hmm. You don't roll your eyes.
Keisha was that one.
Hey, man, we try to give you these gems.
Bye, baby.
I don't
know
where
she said that shit,
bro. I know.
That's shut your ass up, grandpa.
Yep, that's another one.
The shit was so extra. Oh my god.
What? I mean, people going crazy over this? I mean, it looks like cracked up. Like, yeah.
That's why she the shooter name. Because when you say shit like that, all right, you just need to have the security.
If you're a regular soldier, you can't say no shit like that. Yeah. But when you really shoot motherfuckers in the head, you can say rock a bye, baby. And have that shit echo 4 times.
Ain't nowhere near the scene. Oh, they drove off and everything. There's a whole new scene. You still hear baby. Hey, this movie classic. I don't care. It's bigger than Nino Brown. It's bigger than the hood classic. I say it's a classic. Mike, you looked at me sideways, but I don't care.
I don't know. I might agree with you now.
Everybody fuck with this. Nate, you the only.
White people didn't fuck with this.
It made a lot of money.
It made like it was only made for like
black people showed up, man.
It was made for under 10 mil, and it made like almost 50 million in box office.
It was just a lot of like people was like, "Yo, we never seen anything like this."
It was,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
this shit, it was crazy.
It just didn't,
man. I watched this movie at least every couple of years.
I got it on Blu-ray, man.
I don't own it. I'll just find it. It's online,
right? Somewhere.
The whole movie's on YouTube.
I got it on Blu-ray, man.
Yeah,
that was one I had to have. I had to have a physical copy of that movie.
Damn, that's a Ashley episode. Like, what are movies you like must haves in your collection?
Harlem Nights, like, is essentials. One I had. Like, this is must have copies that I had to have. Because streaming services put them on and they take them off and they put them like,
yeah.
If I know when streaming services take them off, I can always pop that shit on whenever I want to.
Yeah, this whole movie's on, like I said, the whole movie's on YouTube.
Really?
That's the whole thing.
One of the screenwriters for the screenplay, well, both of them are Thomas Lee Wright and Barry Michael Cooper. Barry Michael Cooper, he wrote the screenplay to, like, they called it the Harlem Trilogy.
Mm.
New Jack City, it starts off with 91, then it goes to Sugar Hill in 94.
I like Sugar
and then
Hill.
It ends on Above the Rim in 94.
Let me fuck your brain up for a second. Barry Michael Cooper, right? Look at his initials. What are they?
BMC.
Turn it backwards. What is that?
CMB.
We all we got.
We all we got.
That's when I was like, genius.
So he did
Scarface couldn't do that.
I
don't know if it was.
What in the whole fuck?
What?
Wait, what did you just say?
No, I'm talking about you, Michael.
Oh, wait, what did I just say?
The CMB shit. I can't.
Yeah, I told you I was gonna fuck your head up.
This may be good news or bad news to y'all, but Deadline announced that there are plans to do a reboot.
Yeah.
With Michael Mays writing it. Yeah. He's the nephew of Tookie Williams.
No. I'm good.
I'm straight on that too.
If they had Brandy playing Keisha, I might watch it.
Brandy as in Norwood?
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Now, she have all kind of vibrato in her damn voice when she sings.
It got good receptions when it came out. A lot of people like this movie.
Yeah.
They better. Wait, did you see it back in the day, or was this your, like...
No, I saw it. Like I said, we used to get it. I remember my cousin getting it in Blockbuster and us watching it when I was, like, 13, 14. I was like,
Me, you ain't like it off rip.
Off rip.
Really?
No.
Even back then?
Even back then.
Me and my
then.
Mom and my sister went and saw this in theaters when it came out.
Yep.
Man.
I didn't, but...
Me either.
We were so hyped to go see this.
I don't think I did.
We were so hyped to go see this movie.
I remember the trailer, though.
Like, I remember
just seeing
Ice-T so
in the trailer. I was like, oh, I got to see this.
Man, I remember we were so excited to go see this movie, man. Let's go to the theater. Me and my mother and my sister, we were so fucking happy. Like, we about to go see New Jack City. We was happy as hell, man.
I need some New Jack Cops. What? What does that even mean?
Right.
I even like the commissioner, how he sounded, how he looked, and everything.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Yeah. With like the fucking...
Yeah.
With the conk.
Yeah, yes, man. Dog, yes.
Yeah, yeah, the straight
he's like,
hair.
Man, yes. I love how he sound. I love his voice.
Is the is this true that Cash Money Records is named after
Probably
this?
Probably so.
Probably.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. This movie was influential, bro.
I think Lil Wayne did his title series.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like,
based off his last name and the Carter,
Complex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing I liked is that they didn't just have black people on crack.
Yes.
Like, it was white people on crack, too. Like, mm-hmm. You saw the white woman in there with the kid.
The white guy with the car.
That was...
Yeah, that's a good point.
That was real
But
dope.
See, again, yeah, that's what I saw growing up. All I saw was white people. I didn't really see black people.
And that's what what's his name, dude from Breakfast Club. That's what he was saying to Ice-T at, on top of that roof. He was like, it ain't just a black thing. It's just, it's a drug thing.
He got on my fucking nerves. Yes. Man. Like the second, what's up, boy? That kind of, I was like, man, this dude, what the fuck?
Right, yeah, because Ice-T like, who's this big biscuit head? Biscuit head.
Oh my god. There's too many quotable lines from this movie. Oh my god,
this is a movie I would never try to convince somebody is good though.
I feel that.
I just wouldn't.
Thank you.
Like I love it, but the fact that you hate it, it completely makes sense. I would never tell you that you're wrong.
It's not, yeah, it's just not done well. Like as a movie. Like I get the time period, I get the impact, all that great stuff.
You ain't like the club scenes? But see, they was dancing like,
Bro,
the club scenes got me hype. What?
Don't wake me.
The music.
I'm dreaming.
Do you like turn the picture off and just like, oh, bro.
Hey, what? We got a crooner on the crew. What?
Hey, I'm watching bro. Right now, goddammit, talking about it.
This and shit. It's only an hour 40. Like, yeah, it's
right.
Perfect. Quick like, watch.
I wouldn't want it to be no longer.
But you know, I was thinking, like you didn't like it when it came out, which I think is very credible. Like, because I think if you look at it, like today, as we've grown up over time, our thoughts and stuff gets a little bit more critical. Like there's some shit that's just not gonna fly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you said that I can't convince anybody to like it, yeah, it's hard to convince somebody to like it today.
Yes.
But back in the day, if you would have said this shit, like,
you would have been crazy.
What you talking about?
Your mind.
I'm sorry.
You don't like Nino Brown with the fucking the weird hair thing?
Gumby.
It wasn't a Gumby. He had a thing in the middle. It was like the opposite of it. It was just a mohawk.
It was like a mohawk that wasn't quite a mohawk.
But it had hair around it.
Right.
I've never seen nothing like that.
Oh my God.
He was even changing fashion.
No, sir.
Maybe. And he had like I guess now, like he had a fucking sword.
In a fucking cane.
Right. Which could be corny. It was but corny. It wasn't.
No, man. It was also corny, Batman bro. Villain shit. How you gonna say this movie bad, but it's like you gotta recognize the bad. The bad is like, yeah, it's corny and most
having a sword and a cane was not corny.
No. The switchblade shit was cool.
No, the switchblade shit was fine.
What was the switchblade?
The switchblade, he had the switchblade.
When he cut the Italian dude's ponytail off.
Oh, that was
dope. He did it so quick.
The guy from Don Armatillo's
ponytail
off. That was tight.
Yeah, the switchblade. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came in there fucking with him. They came in that little dog.
Why would he think he wouldn't react to that?
Like, because he thought that he was so much bigger than him that he wouldn't dare react to that. Mm-hmm. Don Armatillo, was it Armatillo or Matillo?
I don't know.
I think it was Armatillo, actually. But either way,
Armatillo,
he was so high up in the game. It was like the end guy in Scarface. I forget that guy's name. Yeah. The very last guy. That
Sosa.
Sosa. He was like their version of Sosa. It's like he thought, he's like, you can't fuck with me like this. Like, no. But Nino was just so fucking crazy that he was just like, I don't care. You're not going to disrespect me.
Like Scarface.
Yeah, but he was cool than Scarface. He was way
even walking
than
in with the dog. Like,
but at least with Scarface, you have like a beginning, an origin. Like you had a story with him.
We didn't Nino Brown that? Just
Why But you have a that? Different type of come up story with New Jack City.
Yeah. What was like the
he
come
went,
up story?
He went
what
from just a middle of the road drug dealer to like
this. Owning the empire.
Yeah.
Right.
Like off this one idea that his boy brought to him, his boy put him on, and he took that idea and turned it into not only this multi-million-dollar operation, but look at the technology that he had, the system that he had. Like they said, these motherfuckers were smarter, called them geniuses or something like that. It just wasn't some bullshit.
Yeah.
And the difference is, like, I don't think we really needed an origin story because, unlike Scarface, regardless of what y'all say. Mm-hmm. We were not supposed to feel any sort of empathy with Nino Brown. Mm-mm. Nino Brown was a pure out and out villain.
Yes.
From start to end.
I remember being scared of him like in this movie, like because I was probably about 10 or so like that. Mm-hmm. I remember watching this being like scared. Like, oh, this is kind of scary. Like, yeah. I was like,
right,
I
mean,
right.
you were feeling a little bit too much.
I was. I thought I was
too much, boy. You got
goddamn Nino
Cooper. Is that Nino? Seeing
like brains getting blown out.
Y'all were too young to be watching.
Yeah, having a shotgun on that naked dude. Like, it was just like,
oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, it was just like, dog, this dude is really evil.
He smacked him on the ass and said, get off.
I think shit like that.
He sure did.
I think shit like that is scary that could probably happen versus Freddy Krueger or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, man. Because
Nino looked like somebody that you see in
Oh my God. This is true.
Rod, you scared of a dark skinned nigga running up on you?
Yeah, you can talk that shit you want to.
Right.
You be in those environments and them niggas run up on you, like, yeah, bro. Like, that shit was scary.
You don't want to go.
And I thought it was dope that they actually, like, portrayed that whole, like, drug dealer, gangster, whatever, taking care of their community at the same time while destroying it. Because, like, he was doing the turkey thing and all that. Because, I mean, that shit that really happened. Yeah. Like, criminals would go back to their community and
give the kids
back. Well, the kids even said, the kids to the same community.
And the conflict they had when they came, when the cops came to try to get him out. Because some of the kids were saying, or some of the people in the community were saying that, you know, he would give them shit. Or Nino was doing good stuff for the community. The only one that snitched on him, remember, was that one kid that told him that Nino
he did more than snitch. He was like, hey, his gate code is 8493. His mother's maiden name is Williams. I'm like, goddamn, little kid, how the hell you know all this shit?
But yeah, there were other people that felt obligated to not snitch on him because of the things that he were doing.
I thought they just took off because they didn't want to talk to cops.
But there were some other lines.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't remember.
But there was some other lines where people were saying that Nino is good in the hood or he does something like that.
But
I can't remember
specifically.
In that scene, but I'm just saying, like, in general, there was a point in the movie because I think he was.
The kid didn't say that in that scene.
Not
with the kid.
With the pastor.
The pastor. Because he was doing stuff for the kids then.
That pastor was just trying to get money, I thought.
Yeah, he was.
But
I thought it was after, like, when Scotty was, like, he was just over the shit. And he just went, like, just asking people straight up, like, where does Nino Brown live? But before he got to the kids, it was other people that were reluctant to tell him, partly because of a cop and partly because of things that he was doing for them, too.
I don't remember that part.
I might be wrong.
No, you right.
But
I just remember, like, the kid was saying, like, bro, he just paid for, we just won a basketball tournament. He got all of his
rich schoolers. That's it. Yep.
Before Ice-T caught them, as they were running away, he was like, Nino.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know why I don't remember this. I believe you. I just don't remember that part.
Yep. But so, yeah, the turkey was showing that he was doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the kid saying that was like he's buying them off.
But what was up with the whole pro-black shit, though, that Nino was speaking on?
Which
pro black? Like shit? My brother's keeper and all that, and like how he organized everything. Like, it seemed like he had a mission. Like, I want to see us win. Like, and I mean us as a group.
But yeah,
but like good he, but then he would sell drugs to like.
But that's
sell how, drugs.
You don't mean us
to like his own people,
black people. Yeah. He mean us like his people.
That's what he meant.
But I mean, like, that my brother's keeper ain't white people ain't saying that shit.
Well, that was supposed to be really his brother. Was that really his brother?
No,
I thought they were supposed to really be his
Nino
brother.
Nino and G-Money was really
No, he said we grew up
too.
Together.
Now, Nino was older than G-Money, like, by 2 years.
But
I thought that was supposed to be his blood brother.
He said we grew up together, remember?
They used to play basketball back
they
in the
were
day.
Blood brothers.
Nah, they wasn't blood. Nah.
Yeah, I'm a little muddy on that one. I can't remember.
Nah, he wasn't him. I'm too light-skinned to be blood.
Man, the light-skinned. You ever seen Cosby Show?
Exactly.
The light skin thing does not matter when it comes to black families.
Yeah, me and my brother are different shades, different colors.
I thought, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I always thought they were like really brothers. Yeah.
Nah.
I thought that too. But
okay.
But they now that I look at each it other, now, bro. I don't think they were actual brothers.
Damn, he would have been a real piece of shit to kill a brother like that.
So I think that's kind of the conflict. So I mean, what Nino was saying was basically it was like. We all we got, we're going to do this thing because the outside world is keeping these opportunities from us. Mm-hmm. And it came at a cost, which is at a cost to the own community. So, you know, it's like, what do you do? Because this is the only way you're going to come up, but the only way you got to do it is to harm one another. So, and that's the unfortunate thing. But there was still something to take out of that and the fact that, like, we have to be together, and if we have to be as one, and if we're doing this and don't make any mistakes, we will succeed. But once that is fractured, then the whole thing just tumbles apart, and everything is done and lost.
So it
and
that was happened best with friends.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, okay.
They was considered best friends. G Money and Nino was best friends.
I always thought
yeah. And you see that in Scarface? Too. Like yeah. Same shit over a woman.
Yeah.
You know, the homie, you know, his boy was the one that led to the downfall, bad decision making by his boy. So there's some, you know, parallels.
And
then
the, obviously the ending scene with Nino getting shot and falling down the steps and all that
yep.
stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, then he falls to the bottom of the spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
Leads mm-hmm.
to a downward spiral. See, this
oh
shit is
my God.
Deep,
bruh.
This shit, bruh, this shit is deep. But y'all I'm ain't sorry. Ready for all this. You I can right. keep going.
No, we straight.
Any last words on New Jack City?
Rock a bar, baby.
Sing him a lullaby.
Broad daylight.
Broad daylight. None of what y'all are saying.
It's corny, but it goes. The only scene that I give you that's like, I was like, oh, this is just pure cliche cop bullshit is when, what's it, Mario Van is trying to get like Ice-T and that one white guy on the team. And he was like, come on, Captain. You're not giving me the tools that I need to win this one. I was like, all right. You yeah, doing was, too much.
Yeah. And then, yeah, then he walked out and then he had a change of heart, yeah.
Like in the same second, like, you know.
I mean, but.
He shot
you
up
know.
In his apartment.
Apartment, yes. 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 Because
he was happy he agreed.
Nah.
Because he was happy what? He agreed.
Yeah, he stuck. Yes, I remember.
He shot up in his apartment because he was happy that Ice-T character agreed. So he like, he shot up a smiley face, like,
pow. Oh, you're talking about the white Judd dude. Nelson
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that. Nah, another scene was like, man, when they was, when Ice-T cover gets blown. Nino went into a Splinter Cell 6 as far as Navy SEAL training when he was killing
oh,
those
yeah,
damn
yeah.
Right.
Hanging upside down and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell did you not see Nino hanging upside down?
Because he's
like,
dark.
Nigga.
It worked for Batman. It can work for a black man.
Hey, my Nick, quality, goddammit.
Hey, Nick, you gotta understand. He was getting ready for Blade. That's all that shit.
No, remember he pretended like he was a dead body. Yeah. He took the hat off at this cut.
And that Asian dude, he screamed so loud.
He did.
Hey, Mike, I've ever been a dude cracking up like, what the fuck? He was like,
he sounded like he busted the best nut of his life.
I rewatched that scene like 5 times last night. I was like, bro, this scene is hilarious.
Why
was that necessary?
He was that shot. He ain't even acting at that point. No. He was genuinely scared of a black man. Oh, shit.
I don't think they really told him it was going to be Wesley Snipes. He really thought it was just supposed to be somebody else.
They had to be laughing behind him.
Man.
They had to be
they
laughing.
Wrong for leaving it in.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was watching the director's cut. I'm like, this nigga doing some shit. Man.
Leslie was.
Nay, man, you bugging on this one.
You
said Martin ain't shit.
Man, this movie's so damn good.
This movie's
it's
dope.
Not. It's so
man, you gonna, she gonna, or I watch, she gonna catch her one random Wednesday. She gonna be watching this.
Yep.
I'm not.
By herself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cracking up.
Not.
About Rock a Bar, baby.
Right.
She gonna sing at the Dominic tonight.
Yeah.
Rock a Bar, baby.
I'm real fucking fused.
Oh, I love this fucking movie, man.
Let us know what y'all think about New Jack City. Pretty much tell us how we right and they wrong. All right. FPS Podcast and Reddit thread. FPS Podcast on IG and Twitter. That'll be us for this week. We out. Peace.
Peace. Go ahead.
Living, just enough. Living, just for the city. Living. Just enough. And now we're living just enough for the city. Living
for the New Jack City.
Boom,
boom.
Do things, bad things, but then do things, bad things, but then almighty dollar,
all together,
people don't let money.
changing up your mind. Don't let money change it for love of money. People will steal from their brother for love of money. People will rob their own mother. Money, 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 money. Just enough for the city I'm living. Just for the city I'm living. Just enough for the city. Just enough for the city living. Just enough. Yeah.